On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. We appreciate you joining us today live, but you can always go to KSRO's website, circle your way through until you get to the Ask the Expert section, and we've got our past shows there. And you can always click on that and see what the shows are about and kind of get a summary. We cover a lot of topics, Michelle.
Yeah, quite a few.
You know, I think we go deep into some areas that sometimes it may take a little bit of a refresher. You know, I like to say our content helps people with the, you know, the most expensive asset they own or want to own, and how to navigate through that in a way that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, interest rates are very volatile, so I like to talk about them on the show. But more importantly, I like to talk about what's happening in our local economy or in the macro economy as well. That impacts the availability of lending, the ability to qualify. We also go in the show about the things that affect your home. And today's show is one where we're going to go into the couple different areas of your home that can be serviced by professionals. A professional company that I really like to work with, and we're joined today by Barry Roberts. He's with Moore Solar Heating and Cooling. Hey, Barry, how's it going?
Very well, and yourself?
Very, very good. You know, I have a hard time keeping up with the latest company name because you guys continue to add on these incredible services. Tell us about what Moore's doing in the community these days.
Yeah, so the name now is Moore Home Services, but another area that we're high demand right now is generators, just due to all the PG&E turning off the power, and we're just out there helping our clients keep the power on.
Yeah, so you know, you guys cover the whole gamut of HVAC. That's how you started, and then you got into the solar business, right? And then more recently, in demand to really a lot of businesses and homeowners have been learning about PG&E's plans to turn off in anticipation of high fire risk areas, turning off the power. So then those folks that are running at risk of maybe their medical needs require power, or on severely hot days, which seems to coincide with this, they don't have AC. They have the option of looking at a home generator, which is really something I think is a new concept for people in more urban areas. Obviously, people off-grid are familiar with the technology.
Sure, more typical there.
Yeah, it's not new technology. We're just talking about generators.
Right.
But what is new more is the battery side of things. So I learned about this, and I want to have these guys on. So Barry, walk me through a little bit about this. We find out that PG&E is going to cut power. Somebody at their house is freaking out, going, my gosh, that could really be detrimental to my family. So what is the solution? Tell us about how this generator power works and how you're helping people in Sonoma County and beyond.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So it's, as we all know, it's all over the news. PG&E is going to try to give you a 48-hour window or a 24-hour window of them turning power off. Some cases last year, people didn't get that warning. We even had a gal here at the office who went 3-4 days without power and lost everything in her fridge and freezer and all that. But the nice thing about the generator, as soon as the power goes out, you have power. You can continue watching your show, and lights are on, well might be working, and you're comfortable with the AC, and that just kicks in instantly.
So this is different than someone going down to their local hardware store and picking up a Honda generator, right? This is for your whole house. This is meant to run high amp, high volume electrical needs, right?
Correct. And it's all based on the customer's needs, you know. So, yeah, you could go down to the hardware store and grab a little one and, you know, keep the freezer going or fridge, or we could customize it to where you want to run certain things in the house, or you could size it to run everything in the house.
And are these things like permanently affixed to the property? Are they mobile, where you take them in and out seasonally? Are they weatherproof? So walk me through the actual machinery itself. I think people would be interested to know more about it.
Yeah, no, it's something that's going to sit outside the home. So whether they're on propane or natural gas, we'll run a gas line to it. The generator itself will sit on a pad and secured to it. And then we tie in the electrical from the generator to the main house and energize whichever parts of the home they want. You know, again, whether they want everything or not, but it's mounted to the ground. It's not going anywhere.
So if you just joined us, I'm with Barry Roberts. He's with Moore Home Services, and of the many services they offer, the one we're most interested in today is how to power your house in the event PG&E cuts you off. So how big is a generator typically? Is it like the size of an AC unit or bigger? What do people expect?
Yeah, no, it's actually probably just right about the same size as an AC, maybe a little bit wider.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the ones that we're installing are as quiet as an AC, you know? So that's a big question is how noisy are they?
Right, yeah, the decibel rating is probably something that neighbors are concerned about.
Yeah.
And yeah. Especially in jealousy, when they're jealous that they don't have power. and so fueling the generators is an important topic. I didn't even really think about that. You know, I know my generator that I bring with me when we go camping with our trailer as a, you know, gasoline powered. So these things can hook right into your home gas source.
Yes. Yep, exactly. Whichever it is, natural or propane.
And so, you know, most people then would look for a permanent solution and to powering their generator. Are they expensive to operate? Do they suck up a lot of that natural gas or propane?
It just depends on the load, you know, how much stuff you got going on. But if you're sitting in the dark for 2 or 3 days, I think people will want to be comfortable and protect all their food and whatnot, and they have in the house as well.
Yeah, well, and you're not spending electricity on those days. I mean, the power's cut, so, you know, it's an alternative source of energy.
Sure. What about, I know that you do solar at Moore. Can solar help you? Can you build up in a battery some like energy for future use, or can you use your solar in that kind of situation?
Well, the solar battery backup is just, it's going to buy you a few hours, days,
okay.
You know, so not really, you know.
Yeah, so I guess I was thinking about that too. I was talking with Jonathan over at he's the president at Moore, and he was talking about that. I think there's this misunderstanding that, hey, when you have solar, you're off grid, but that's actually not the case, right, Barry? When you have solar, you're completely on grid. You're just selling power back to PG&E, but you can't alternatively power your house with solar when PG&E cuts power, can you?
No, you would have to have a garage full of batteries, and it just doesn't make sense due to the cost.
Right. And so you're not truly off-grid, folks. I mean, mm-hmm. A lot of people are looking at the idea of going to solar. I think it's a long-term play with solar. I've analyzed this several times from my house. It takes quite a bit of many years to break even on the cost of solar compared to the benefits. And there are some tax benefits to solar as well, at least currently. But you're not going to just put some panels on your roof and run your house when PG&E rolls the blackouts.
Right. Okay.
You know, or does brownouts. Correct. It's just not going to happen. So those whole house batteries, I know Tesla was pushing one and somebody else was. Those were really just to help you sort of increase the efficiency of your solar. Not had nothing to do with going off grid.
No, it's to help you during the peak hours use, you know. So PG&E wants to charge you when you're at home using it. They want to charge you the highest rate. So if you could store power and create energy throughout the day, store up that battery use, and when you come home and you're living life in the home, that's when they'll use the battery to help offset that cost because you stored it throughout the day.
Right, right. And it's going to help offset. It's not replacing.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, correct. So generators in general is definitely not a new concept, but I think the idea and the efficiency of generators to replace power that PG&E cannot provide is a great concept. I mean, I'm sort of excited to see how this plays out. How do people learn more about this? Barry, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, just you jump on our website, Moore Home Services, give the main office a call, 707-433-2250. But the website, there's some great information on there as well, and we'd be more than happy to go out there and chat with you guys and consult and charge and if it makes sense.
So Moore, everybody, is spelled M-O-O-R-E, homeservices.com. So go to moorehomeservices.com. And you can also find their great billboards. Right now, they've got kind of the generic one of the big team shows how successful they are as a company. But sometimes they've got some great ads up on that billboard. It's right there in front of near the college exit, head northbound. You'll see it on the freeway. The company I've used for years for various things, HVAC is one of those things. Barry, I'd like to talk as we enter our last couple of minutes here together. we're entering a hot season. You guys get super slammed. I know my AC had a little bit of a problem. I'm on a maintenance agreement with you guys. You shot someone over right away. Service was impeccable, folks. I can't thank them enough. Got our AC back up and running. Things happen. So what do people need to be aware of, you know, in anticipation of a heat wave, before the heat wave comes, in servicing their HVAC systems?
Super important. Super, super important. And I always recommend clients as well. I mean, you don't expect a car to sit in your driveway or garage for 9 months and not have any issues. So I always recommend to turn it on once a month. Just let it run for a little bit just to keep everything flowing and going. And if something pops up, you could be more proactive about it before that heat wave comes. And we're here to take care of you.
So you guys, do you provide us assessments of people's AC and furnaces on a scheduled appointment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
So people can find that out on the website as well at morehomeservices.com.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. And there's some specials and coupons and stuff on there as well.
Well, you guys also have really good social media and Yelp reviews. So, you know, these I like promoting and working with really great local companies. This is a locally owned great group of guys and gals that run a really efficient business, very fair. Tell us a little bit about the bidding process. How do you help someone understand what their needs are in putting in new and replacing systems?
Well, it just all depends on, you know, first and foremost, how long they plan on living in their home, you know. They plan on living there for many, many years, and, yeah, it does make sense if they have older equipment to get something more efficient and save our footprint, so to speak. Other than that, it's you're breaking up, so I didn't catch the whole part.
Yeah,
of
so just in understanding the needs as we wind down here, you guys are going to go out, you're going to do an assessment, and then you're going to put together a bid. And I've been through that process with them, and then they put you on a maintenance agreement, which I think is totally worth it because these systems are high volume use. They're going to break down. Well, folks, we're running out of time here with Barry. Barry Roberts is with More Home Services, specializing in all kinds of things home service related. Check them out at morehomeservices.com. That's M-O-O-R-E. Barry, hey, thanks so much for calling in today, and I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge out there and working within the community the way you guys do.
My pleasure, buddy. We're always here for you. Just throw out a little quick thing. We do offer the, not only the HVAC, the generators, but plumbing and electrical as well.
Yeah, so it's really they've really expanded their high-level service.
Exactly, the whole home. Love it.
The whole home. Very well-trained professionals, too. They put little booties on their shoes when they walk in.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Yeah, respectful. I love it.
I want to see Barry put one of those on his head like a shower cap.
Or maybe his, right, exactly.
Or his beard. He's got quite the beard. Well, we got to go to commercial break. Barry, thanks again, bud. Say hi to everybody back there for me. And folks, we'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Gus and Maria Lopez, owners of Gus's Cafe and Grill at Montgomery Village, is proud to announce Gus's is now serving an early bird dinner special every Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7. Enjoy a full course meal, including super salad, mouth-watering sides, and the main course at Gus's Cafe and Grill. It's the early bird dinner special, Gus's Cafe and Grill, home of Sonoma County's favorite Taco Tuesdays, in Montgomery Village in Santa Rosa.
The Santa Rosa Fire Department reminds residents to celebrate safely this 4th of July. The possession, sale, and use of all fireworks is illegal in Santa Rosa. Warm weather, dried grass, and vegetation coupled with the illegal use of fireworks could lead to a significant fire. Santa Rosa Police and Fire Departments will be out in the community to enforce the city's fireworks ban. Don't ruin your celebration by risking a hefty fine or possible arrest. Leave fireworks to professionals and enjoy one of the many community fireworks displays in Sonoma County.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining us today. We're on air every Wednesday at noon. Catch us online at ksro.com in the Ask the Experts series. Hey, folks, if you're ever interested in obtaining a home loan and you want to know what your options are, that's the business I'm in. You can always call me George Adair at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, or visit my website, georgeadair.com. It'll take you to this page that tells you all about who we are and what we do and how we help people with lending needs. Tell you a little more about our experience. A lot of plethora of information. I think that was redundant. A lot of plethora. Oh, boy, that sounded terrible. Dump that next time.
I have a question for you, George. Yeah. If, as we talk about sort of improving your home and making it worth more, be a better investment for you, how does a home equity line of credit play into that?
Sure. Good question. So people are always looking at what's the value of their house. They go on to Zillow or they go online to Trulia and they say, okay, I'm going to figure out what my house is worth because I want to pull some money out of it.
Yeah.
Right? And see what they can do with that money. Well, a home equity line of credit is a mortgage tool that goes against your property, just like your first mortgage does. The bank puts it on and they record a deed of trust. And then they give you access to money that's secured by the value of your house. So we call that equity. So you can tap into your equity, draw it out in the form of cash, and you can spend it as you want. You could go on vacation, lavishly wasting the money and pampering yourself with mud baths and riverboat cruises. Oh. Or you could be more frugal and spend that money on improving your home. Again, you can improve it lavishly or modestly, but you could actually put the money to work back into your property. So you literally get a check from this line of credit, and then you use that money however you want to pay for contractors, to pay for materials, to pay for supplies. An alternative use of the money is you can use it to pay off high interest debt. Mm-hmm. So you have a checkbook. Literally, you get a checkbook that you use this home equity line of credit funds to pay other things with. And then you start paying interest on the money that you've borrowed. So if you get a $50,000 line of credit against your house, much like a credit card, you get charged interest when you use the money. And when you pay it back, your interest charges go down to whatever the balance is. So you could pay it off to zero and you have no payment on the home equity line of credit. And that's where the real value comes to me is, yes, you can use the loan line of credit immediately and charge it up, but maybe you don't know exactly what you're going to do. You know you have a broad plan. Mm-hmm. So the line of credit comes in as a great tool to extend out and not pay interest on all the money all at once. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not perfect. A couple things have happened with line of credits. First off, they've gone up in cost. So every time I talk on the radio where you hear others talk about the federal funds rate, the Fed has increased rates. That actually doesn't impact mortgage rates on the first loan that you have. It impacts the rate on a second, which is a home equity line of credit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So over the last couple of years, the Fed has increased rates. I think it's 8 times now or something like that, a full basically like 2 percentage points. So an equity line of credit used to be around 4%, and now it's around 6 to 7%, depending on the margin and what that that prime rate is doing. So if you're worried about having an adjustable rate mortgage, a home equity line of credit is the wrong vehicle. If you're okay with the idea that it could go up or down and you're just going to get charged the interest on it when you use it, it's a great vehicle. So here's what I generally recommend people do. I like to put people into lower interest mortgages, which is a new first. I mean, we're seeing rates, you know, they're very volatile. They could be between 3.75 and 5%. We've seen this range over the last decade. Mm-hmm. But that's still less than the interest cost on these home equity line of credits is. And so if you know you've got a major capital improvement project, in other words, you're going to go put in a $40,000 kitchen, you're going to put in a $30,000 backyard, and you know you have the equity for that, that $70,000 is better put into a new first than it is into an interest-only adjustable rate second HELOC home equity line of credit. I just wouldn't advise it. But if you say, hey, look, I don't have a project in mind quite. I have a project in mind. I don't have a budget yet. I know that I've got the equity. I feel like my credit's in a good spot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get the line of credit. Do that. Because you're not going to get charged interest on it until you use
unless
it.
Unless you use it. Right. Right. Okay.
And but if you know that you've got a big project that you're going to do, go get a new first in most cases. Because interest rates are low enough now. We're so close to the bottom of where interest rates were. Very few people would say, oh, my rate's so good, it doesn't make sense to refinance. Well, it does because you're going to pull that money out and put it back into your property. And when you do that, your property goes back up and goes up in value, maybe a 1-to-1 ratio, maybe 1-to-1.5 ratio, depending on what you're doing. So there's certain projects you can do that have more value than others. But what I do is I want people to call me at 707-583-8100. When they call that number, I'm going to give them a custom quote. I'm going to look at the value of their property. I'm going to look at how good their credit is and what your income is and talk about a budget. People are shocked when I tell them for every $50,000 you borrow, it's only about $200 to $250 a month. $50,000, folks.
Wow.
Costs you $200 to $250 a month. That's very inexpensive debt. And in the what it does to your value and what it does to your happiness as a homeowner is tremendous. But $200 to $250 a month is hardly anything.
Right.
And depending on how long you've had your mortgage, we do restart the amortization table. So if you get a 30-year fix, we're starting over. But if you've paid your mortgage down and now we're just going to put some more money back on there, your payment could be similar to what it was before. So you might not even pay that much more for that money.
Hmm.
And meanwhile, again, you've put you've put a smile on your wife's face because she's stoked that she gets you out there in the yard doing what you're supposed to be doing with the backyard, or you know, you get to do something to your garage, or you know, whatever it is, you can do these capital improvement projects very inexpensively.
And is there one project that maybe is better than others?
There is. They generally say kitchens and bathrooms,
okay,
are the best place to spend your money. Also, think of curb appeal. So if you have an intention to sell and you want to do these improvement projects, curb appeal is a big part of it. So spend some money on that landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably get it done on a project basis fairly inexpensively, and it makes your property look great compared to the other properties that are selling at the time you want to sell. Another great place to put your money is in the functional things of your house. Because buyers look at how much life is left on the roof. How's the paint? Is it peeling? Is it cracking? Does that lead to further water seepage issues? Does it lead to further dry rot? And so paint is also a really inexpensive but valuable way to increase your property value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of homes in Sonoma County are old. And they have, you know, lap and plaster walls, they have lead-based paint, things like that. So mitigating some of these issues, getting the popcorn ceiling scraped, mitigating toxic issues is also a great way to bring peace of mind to yourself and future buyers that they don't have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So properly addressing some of the mistakes of past construction materials being toxic is another great way, I think, to reinvest in your property. You know, you're talking about Montgomery Village homes and homes that were built in the, you know, in the pre-1970s.
Sure.
That are loaded with asbestos and lead.
Yeah. Is there anything that maybe you shouldn't spend? I mean, there's lots of things you shouldn't spend your money
sure.
on, but like putting in a pool or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So the return on investment, it's a great question. The return on investment from a pool is not going to be a dollar for dollar return. There's a high maintenance cost associated with that. So you can't just forget that, oh, I just put the pool in and you know that's it. No, now you have a $300 a month additional electricity bill and $500 every 6 months of you know maintenance and whatever you're doing to maintain that. That's
right.
very expensive and goes against your overall cost of ownership. Pools are cool and they're fun until they stop getting used, right?
Right.
So then you end up with something that's more becoming a hazard or an issue.
A little money pit.
Money
exactly.
pit, literally,
yeah.
in your backyard. So while like my family, we do want a pool, but my kids are 7 and 12 And so having a pool fits our current lifestyle. When they're older, that won't.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll still have the pool, right?
Take them to the Y.
Right, yeah, take them to the Y. Absolutely. There's other areas. I think, you know, you can inexpensively do window coverings. You can do, new carpet and mm-hmm. flooring can kind of get expensive. But these surface, these tangible touch, these things you see the first thing when you walk in, you know, the house, those will help with your value and make you feel good about it. Mm-hmm. Where I think you can get a little crazy and not necessarily need to is the cost of fixtures. I mean, you could go into a lamp store and spend $1,000 on a lamp that doesn't have any additional appeal than the $100 lamp at Home Depot does. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just spent an extra $900 just because it's not like it was necessary. The other thing is the type of like metal fixtures around your hardware in your doors and okay. your handles. Mm-hmm. Don't go spend $100 on a doorknob because the Schlage one that you get for $29 is going to be just fine, right? So be careful around the hardware expenses. But what we do in my business is I'm going to help you figure out that you have a budget, and I'm going to figure out how you finance that budget. And then you can go figure out all the details of where you're going to spend the money. Mm-hmm. So if you want to learn more about how to do that, call me and my team at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. We'll put you in touch with a licensed loan officer or get you online at georgiadare.com, and you can start your loan application there, and we'll figure out your options together. Don't do it yourself lending. You can do it yourself, home improvement, but realize that I'm here to a point. Yeah. Realize I'm here to help you figure out the options of how to best finance these projects. Be careful about those retail credit cards too. The Home Depot cards, the Lowe's cards, destroy your credit for 12 months. They're really bad for your credit and the interest is very high. And they will catch up on you on that interest if you don't pay it off during the introductory period. So financing these big projects with your home is a great way to go. Folks, I'm getting the hook. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next Wednesday. And remember, you can always go to georgiadair.com to get started on your new home improvement loan application. Thanks again.